That. I want to bring in Barry James now, portfolio manager at James Investment Research. Barry, would just love to get your thoughts on the passage of this Build Back Better measure and what it might mean for investors. How should investors be looking at that plan as it relates to their portfolio?
Well, it's too early to plan on it. It's going to have some significant changes, even if it does pass. The bill as it stands, if it did go through, would definitely have some winners and losers. Obviously, in the green energy area, there'd be some winners, a lot of money being thrown that way, and that could be beneficial. Although we have seen these renewable energy companies not do well since President Biden took over. They had run up in before that. People that will really win will be, of course, the accountants and the tax people and the brokers, because this new system, people will get their money by borrowing it against the collateral of their brokerage account rather than selling the assets that they have. All these millionaires and billionaires, they get most of their income from selling the assets that they have. So it's not going to really produce as much as they might think from that. But, we do need to look at this and have a plan as we go forward. And the plan is basically the economy is going to keep going forward. We're not going to see much of a slowdown there. Inflation is going to keep heading up. So we kind of have this teeter totter of things between perhaps higher rates and a steady economy, and that playing through the entire investment world.
And what about the Fed and how that works its way into all of this? I mean, do you think that the Fed's hand will be forced to move up that timeline on raising interest rates sooner rather than later if inflation continues to be, an ongoing concern? And then what do you do with your portfolio in that environment, an environment where prices are high and interest rates are going up?
That's a great question. Yes, it does look like inflation is with us for a little while, although, we are seeing some energy pullback, which could ease some of those worries. But when we look at inflation and the environment we're in today, what we're looking at, like in our Golden Rainbow Fund, are companies that have pricing power. We think that's the most important thing you can have. And the way you find that out is look at operating margins. Over the last 3 and 6 months, have they been going up or have they been going down as their input prices have been going up, and that's both labor and the inputs of the raw materials. So that's something that we think is very important. We also see at this juncture, we have this COVID coming back, and in Europe, in a lot of places, almost a third of the hospitalizations are people who have had the vaccine. So, it's definitely worrisome. And if we have another shutdown, if you will, in our economy, it will cycle back just like it was before, favoring those, higher tech companies and, larger companies and growth companies.
I want to talk for a moment about valuations, because some stocks have really seen parabolic returns recently. Is this a good time, especially end of year, as you're thinking about your tax consequences, to start to unload some of those highly levered names? And what do you do about valuations and your portfolio going forward? Should you start shifting to more of those cyclical names?
Yes, I do think that's the next wave again, once we kind of get things under control a little bit in terms of COVID and the like. Smaller cap, more value-oriented names, and more cyclical names. Those are some of what we like in our Golden Rainbow Fund. But as we look, overall at this scenario, it's important that you don't ride things that have been on a parabolic run and just keep hanging on to them. NVIDIA, for instance, we own it in the Golden Rainbow Fund, but we're trimming some back. We think that's only wise, and there are other stocks like that I think folks, would probably be wise to take a little bit off the table.
I want to get to some of your stock picks that you brought with you today. And I guess before we get into them, full disclosure here, I believe your firm owns the stocks we're about to talk about, but you don't individually. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct.
All right, so let's dive in here. Let's start with energy and Matador. Why do you like this stock? Make the case.
Yeah, Matador, of course, kind of the Permian Basin, Southwest Texas primarily. It's mainly oil, And they are very well run, very low leverage firm. They just got some approval for some more funds if they need them. But very high margins, and they're kind of the first in class in that area. They're small. And that's one of the things I like about them, too, is they're not that well known. So we think they've got a lot of room yet to go. And, of course, pulling back today with all the energy sector, you know, there might be a good opportunity to pick some up here soon.
All right, your next pick in financials. We were just talking about higher interest rates, which are usually seen as a positive for the financials. You like Fifth Third Bank. Why?
Yeah, you know, as you look at the yield curve, it's steepening, and that's a good thing for banks because, you know, they can make more on the spread, as it were. Fifth Third Regional, more Midwest and Southeast, but loan losses are very well contained. They've beaten, you know, earning expectations over and over again, and it looks like, you know, they're going to see more growth in their loan portfolio as the economy continues to pick up. So kind of, you know, a niche play, more mid-cap type of stock, but we think that it fits well.
All right. Thanks for bringing those picks along, Barry James of James Investment Research. Have a great weekend.